Hello and welcome to the Websurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Carl O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The privacy group Consumer Watchdog is to file a complaint against Google to the US Federal Trade Commission. Facebook has said that European countries are wrong to use the rights to be forgotten law on a national level, and the Chinese government's censorship of Chinese bloggers has come under scrutiny. Privacy group Consumer Watchdog is to file a complaint against Google to the US Federal Trade Commission. The complaint will argue that rules similar to the right to be forgotten law in Europe should be introduced in the US. The EU right to be forgotten law means that EU citizens can ask search engines to remove links to outdated or inaccurate information about them. Consumer Watchdog is concerned that the fact that US citizens are not allowed to make such link removal requests to Google, despite the fact that the search giant claims to care deeply about users' privacy. Describing yourself as championing users' privacy and not offering a key privacy tool, indeed one offered all across Europe, is deceptive behavior, they have said. Some commentators, however, have argued that it would be difficult to implement an EU-style right to be forgotten law in the US without changing the US Constitution's First Amendment, which protects the freedom of expression. Facebook has said that European countries are wrong to use the right to be forgotten law on a national level. The right to be forgotten ruling was made in 2014 and means that EU citizens can ask search engines to remove links to outdated or inaccurate information about them. Since then, data security authorities from several European countries, including Belgium and the Netherlands, have used this law to probe Facebook's privacy policies, arguing that the social media giant should be covered by the laws as well. Facebook operates under a one-stop shop approach, which means that the company is only subject to the law in the country in which it is physically based. In Facebook's case, in Ireland, rather than being subject to the laws of each individual country in which it operates. Facebook believes that this existing model is the right one to follow and has made the following comments regarding the complaints from the Belgian and Dutch authorities. There should be order within Europe and a single regulator that regulates you, not multiple regulators all trying to regulate everything in their own different ways. The Financial Review has examined the Chinese government's censorship of its bloggers as it attempts to gain total control over the internet in the country. Last year, China made it a criminal offence to broadcast any defamatory content online. A perpetrator can face up to 3 years imprisonment if information has been viewed by 5,000 people or reposted 500 times. The definition of information classed as defamatory is very wide-ranging, however, with simple criticism of the government falling into this category. Wu Gan, an outspoken and popular Chinese blogger, was recently arrested for inciting the subversion of state power and picking quarrels and provoking trouble. Commentators have said that such high-profile arrests are designed to not only silence the individual bloggers, but also to generate fear amongst other members of the blogging community and dissuade them from posting any content critical of the government regime. And finally, the global music promotion company International Solutions has just launched in Australia and New Zealand. International Solutions, which also has offices in Europe and the US, will offer international project management, label and management representation, and also single, album tour, video, TV, radio and online promotion. International Solutions has said it is excited to be launching in the region, saying, "With the opening of our Melbourne-based Australian office, we can now offer a global promotion and marketing service to all Australian and New Zealand clients, enabling them to have boots on the ground in the US and Europe." Victoria Siesiolka from Alpha Entertainment has been announced as the territory manager. And that's it for today. Thanks for watching and join us next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.